I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. A friend of mine read an article in an Outdoor News edition not too long ago and decided to take what he learned and incorporate it into his coyote hunting. It's made him quite successful. I'll tell you what it is, but first.
Ice fishing is here, and it's time to hit the frozen water with the OnX Fish app. Use the Fish app to find new places to fish and sort lakes by species, abundance, trophy, and keeper potentials. OnX Fish also shows you hotspots, lake-by-lake regulations, and private and public land ownership information. For a limited time, download OnX Fish for free in Minnesota and Wisconsin, or head to onxmaps.com/fish to get more information on the app that's changing the game on ice.
Not that long ago in an Outdoor News edition, there was an article about the animals that were attacking turkey decoys. That is correct. These were bobcats. These were fishers. There's a lot of animals that come out of the woodwork to attack turkey decoys during the turkey season. A friend of mine said, wow, I should try that out. He sits in the woods and he calls for coyotes using distressed rabbits, fawn bleats, all kinds of animals that might be in trouble kinds of calls. And he never thought about just doing a gobble gobble or a cluck cluck. And he put out some turkey decoys and he started doing some turkey calls. And sure enough, the coyotes came out to attack the turkey decoys. Now he says that it works better if you have more than one decoy. He says if you put out a few hens and maybe one tom, you're going to find those coyotes come out and they move fast. They hit those decoys hard and you got to be ready to shoot right when they jump on top, that pseudo bird. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.